You're listening to Jason's Jelly Jam Podcast. This show talks about delicious recipes, snacks, and more with your host, Jason.
Hello, welcome to Jason's Yo Jam Podcast, and it's been a while since I did an episode. That was mostly because there were some issues with, I think an electrical fire happened at the school, but now I'm so glad that I finally get to do my show, and today's show is on bacon and hospitality. And my two guests, which is Damaja. She's going to be talking about bacon for the first part, and then on the second part, I'm going to have Mr. Pesci talk about everything about hospitality. Right. Give me a moment while I get Damaja to call in. Damaja, can you hear me? Hello, Damaja?
It's me. It's Mr. P, Jason.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Pesci. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I've been good.
You've been good, Jason?
Yeah, I've just been working on setting up the show.
Awesome. How was your birthday?
Oh, my birthday? Yeah, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah, I had a good birthday.
Awesome. Anything special?
No, not really. I didn't really do all that much for my birthday. I just kind of, like, you know, stayed home and relaxed.
That's perfect. That sounds perfect.
Okay, so we're just going to do your segment first while Damaja tries to get on.
Okay.
All right. So the first question that I have for you is, what is hospitality?
What is hospitality?
Yeah.
Hospitality is taking care of people. It goes... You know, back to like being at home and having visitors come to your home, and you offer them something to drink or maybe something to eat. You take their coat, hang our coat in a closet. Like those things are hospitable, and that's all a form of hospitality. And it goes hand in hand with guest services and customer service. Addressing someone by their name, that's hospitality.
All right. So what about, like, the cooking side of hospitality? Like, how does that relate to cooking?
Well, like we were saying, if somebody's coming over or if you're having, let's say, a holiday dinner at your house and you're inviting family and friends over and you know that you might have some – you know, family recipes that have been passed down and you want to make them because they're very special to you and your family. So you want to share that because a lot of times that's all made with love. And you want to cook it and you want everyone else to enjoy it as much as you do. So from that point on, coming from the home, going into the workplace, if you're somebody like me who I've always enjoyed cooking and being in that sort of industry, I wanted to make people feel that same way in a restaurant, the way I made them feel in my home, just by food that I've made for them or something that was special.
So, do you have any other experiences with hospitality?
In regards to the hospitality industry, there's, you know, I've worked in catering I worked as a, you know, when I first started my uncle's restaurant, I was washing dishes, and then I was a busboy, and then I kind of went into working for a catering hall where they do receptions and weddings and parties like that, and I was a waiter. From that, I went to culinary school, and then I learned something about corporate dining, which is corporations that have cafeterias within, kind of like Hempstead High School has a cafeteria, right? So that food comes from a company, probably, or, you know, in some companies they do, they have a brand, and that brand that I did my internship was called Aramark, and they taught me everything about corporate dining, and it was basically a Monday through Friday business from 7 a.m. to about 3 p.m. That was completely different. It was more of a, you know, a regular weekday, workday schedule. And that's very rare for the hospitality industry because most places, especially hotels, are open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Most restaurants are open 6 days a week. Going on from that, I got into the hotel industry, and then I worked my way through all different aspects within the hotel industry. But Disney World is hospitality. Anything Marriott or Hilton is hospitality. Casinos are hospitality. Cruise ships are hospitality. Hospitality is a big, broad industry. And what does it do best, and what does it do? They all have the same mission. It's to serve their guests with a smile.
So, would you say that, if you don't have any hospitality, that, anything that you're trying to do won't work out?
If you don't have any hospitality, say that again?
If you don't have any hospitality, go into, a business or something like that, would it end up, failing or not doing good?
If you don't have the experience in hospitality, you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to need experience. If you're going to open up a business, I would highly recommend that you work in the hospitality industry before opening up, you know, any sort of restaurant or something like that, because it is something that's incredibly it can be taxing on some when I say it, because it is hard work and it's a lot of work. And a lot of times when, you know, friends and family are off, we're at work. You know, we work on the holidays or we work on the weekends, and you know, we can work early mornings or late nights sometimes. However, it's one of the best industries in the world because I've had lifelong friends that I've made in the hospitality industry since I was 18 years old. So I do think it's something good, but do you need that experience? I think you should have some sort of experience to know what it takes to be in that business. And it could be anything. It could be valet parking cars at a hotel or at a restaurant. It can be working as a food runner or an expediter or a busboy or a server eventually when you get there. Old enough to, you know, beyond 21 years of age, you could become a bartender and you can learn that part of the business. And then you can also go on and, you know, possibly have an interest in management and you can grow. And I would definitely give anyone this advice as far as working in a restaurant and kind of grow with that company, grow within. See what it takes to have that business and see if that's really for you before you make that decision, because it could be an expensive one to some. And it's a big risk to take. But at the end of the day, it can be worth it.
All right, I have a couple more questions, two of them, and another one's a follow-up to what you said. Where's a good place to start
you know, gain experience in hospitality. Like, let's say that, like me right now, like, I want to get some experience in hospitality. Like, where should I start?
Okay, so say for somebody like you, I mean, for anybody, let's just say a high school student, okay? Any high school student, what I would do, I would try to work at a chain restaurant first, some sort of like a like an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays or a Chili's, something like that, something where there's structure. And when I mean by structure, it can be different when a corporation has a restaurant or a business and a private owner can have something because they can do their things in a different way. But if it's a company like that, you'll definitely get, you know, opportunities to get benefits and overtime, dental, you know, and you can totally grow within a company like that. Let's say a host decides they might want to work in the kitchen. You can voice your, you know, voice what you want to your manager and they can possibly make that happen for you. But that would happen in a chain or something like that. Even if you were to go to Marriott Uniondale, and if you're of age, I think you have to be 18 years old, but that's another company that I would probably go for and get the feel of working for a corporation. Once you get that under your belt, because it's also easier to, I don't want to say it's easier to make mistakes there or anything like that, but sometimes in a private restaurant, there's no room for error with some of these businesses are run. And with that, they have the money and the training to go forth and make you succeed within that business. So that's why I personally would suggest something like an Applebee's or Chili's or TGI Fridays, something that's been around forever and they have a structure. I mean, you could even do something like that at McDonald's if you wanted to, a Burger King or Wendy's. But if you really wanted to step it up and kind of go with the restaurant aspect of it, I would go that route. If you were to go into the McDonald's and the Burger King fast food realm, there's really you're not going to learn about cooking. You're not going to learn about, you know, the dining room because you're just there to, like, take frozen patties and put them on a grill and present it in a box and serve it. So that's a little bit different. That's also something that some people might enjoy to do. And they can definitely grow with a company like McDonald's or Burger King or one of the fast food chains. But if that might be if they just want to run a store and be a manager. But if you want to be creative and you want to kind of explore, I would start the route with those types of chain restaurants and then venture out into something maybe a little bit more fine dining after that. You know, and then maybe something I would say middle of the road dining. Let's say there's $2 signs when you look at them up on Google. And then once you get that under your belt, then I'd go for a place that has like the $4 or $5 signs when you look them up on Google. And that there is going to be very lucrative and probably you'll get the best experience and under your belt in regards to fine dining. And then from that, you can decide where you want to go. But I highly, you know, like in anything, you know, we ride a bicycle, we need training wheels before we could ride on two wheels. So you got to start somewhere. And that's maybe my two cents in, as to where I would start.
All right. You have a little program like in the school, right?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, that was like the school bell, but where could we find you in the school?
You can find me in Miss Thomas's office most of the time because I'll be set there in A318, I believe, right? A318.
All right. I'd like to thank you for coming on to my show, and I thank you for also doing the hospitality club.
Oh, thank you, Jason. I appreciate you, I'm glad to do this with you. I'm proud of you for it, and I'm looking forward to hearing it, especially when you get to interview Dimaja next. and talk all about right. her pastries and cookies and baking.
All right. So now we're going to go into our fun fact.
Okay.
Did you know yeast is a fungus, and it's commonly used in breads, beers, and other fermented foods?
All right. So we're back after the fun fact, and now we have Damaja to also talk about some stuff in bacon.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, just a little nervous. How are you?
I'm also a little bit nervous, but I've been doing good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the questions. So the first question I have is, how did you get into baking?
I was baking when I was little with my grandmother, so I've been doing it for a while. My first thing I baked with her was red velvet cupcakes.
I mean, I've been into, like, baking stuff sometimes. Like, I don't really do it that often. I don't remember what the first thing I baked was. Probably, like, brownies or something. But I don't really remember. All right. So
yeah,
next
maybe
question
cupcakes.
Is,
yeah. Mhm.
Right, so next question I have is, what's your favorite thing to make?
I love to bake I like to make chocolate cake, and yeah, I'd be making that for like events, like for my mom's birthday parties, my siblings, like little events for like Father's Day or everything else.
I really like to make like brownies and stuff, you know, like those fudge brownies, and like I usually I make them as often, mostly because like I shouldn't be eating brownies every day, but they're really good brownies. All right.
Yeah, I'll be making brownies too once in a while, depending if my family wants it or not. It was what they're craving.
So next question is, what's your least favorite thing to make?
I don't like making strawberry cake or cupcakes, but I still make it for, like, my sister and my brother because they love it. I'm not a big fan of it, so I'll just make, like, a little pan for them to have for, like, later or something. So that's really it.
For me, I don't really like having, like, any like banana bread or like anything that involves like bananas, because I used to like bananas, but I don't really like the taste anymore.
Oh, all right.
So the next question is, what's the most important part about bacon for you?
The most important part of bacon is to know your like the ingredients and know how much, and it's always about love I love to put in my baking because I like take my time and everything. Sometimes my siblings be helping me with the baking, so I let them help me like mix it and everything. It's always about having sometimes fun but patience with it.
I go by like a really similar thing like that, to where like, you know, you gotta like make sure that you have like the right ingredients, because the big difference with like baking and like cooking for me is that like with cooking, you can, you know, kind of freestyle it, like, you know, you can add how much of this and that
you want and everything.
Yeah.
With baking, you have to know the right measurements, the right everything. You don't, if you mess up, the cake or cupcakes will be messing up. It will not be, it'll be too watery or too dry. And we don't want it to be too watery or too dry. It need to be just right.
All right. So your opinion, which one is harder, baking or cooking?
I will say cooking is more harder because baking is like 1, 2, 3. It's like little steps you have to make. You have to do different things with baking and then cooking. You need the simple things you got to do with baking.
Wow. I actually think that, like, cooking's easier mostly because, like, I mean, that's probably because I'm more experienced in it, but with cooking, I just, you know, usually just go on the flow, you know, I kind of make some stuff up as, like, I go, but with baking, I can't really, change the recipe because if I add too much of this, then it's going to be too watery, too much of that, it's going to be too dry. So, like, you know, it's kind of harder to, like,
yeah,
you know, like if, add stuff in,
yeah,
to cookies and brownies and stuff like that.
Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I wanted to add something what Damaja was saying prior, is that by her making anything, strawberry cakes or strawberry cupcakes or anything like that, even though she doesn't like it, she makes it, and she makes it with love. That's hospitality. Even though she doesn't like it and she doesn't really enjoy it, she still makes it because she knows that others love it.
All right. So, Damaja.
Is that dance for you?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought you guys were dancing.
No.
Heard music.
This time it's phone was ringing.
Oh. All right. That's fine. So, Damaja, you do the hospitality, right?
Yes.
All right. So, what's hospitality for you then?
I'm in the pastries. Like, I like to mostly bake for hospitality. So I'm like mostly baking mostly.
All right. So, like, what else do you learn in, like, the hospitality?
I don't remember. We learned about different things like understanding, to be more like be polite, know how to do certain things, and I'm trying to remember, but I don't remember a lot. That's mostly what I know that I can think of right now.
Somebody. Remember the 5-foot rule? When you're walking towards someone, Aja, remember we were doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You know, yes.
So when you get it within five feet of someone, and you're working in the hospitality industry, whatever it is, if you're within 5 feet of someone, and you're an employee, you make contact with the guest, and you give them a smile. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So that's called the 5-foot rule. Something about Disney. Do you remember about pointing with Disney? What they do, Damaja?
Oh, they use their two fingers for don't be rude with one finger.
Right. And why is it rude in other countries to have one finger?
Sometimes, yes.
That's why we do the two fingers. And that's a Disney thing. So you take your pointer finger and your middle finger, and if someone says, can you tell me where the restroom is? You, instead of pointing to it, you kind of put those two fingers together and you go to the side to show them where it is. And that, again, is something that's learned within the hospitality industry.
Now I remember. I forgot about the 5-rule thing.
But the 5-foot is like if you and me are walking towards each other and we get within 5 feet of each other, we just recognize each other, make eye contact, smile, good morning, good afternoon. That's what the 5-foot rule was, if you remember. We were practicing it in the class. Everybody's getting up. It's awkward when you're practicing it to people. But after a while, it can also, what I've learned, I used to be very shy And once I got into the restaurant business, my shyness kind of went away. And it kind of helped me come out and be personable and share stories and have conversations with strangers.
All right. So we're starting to run out of time, but I want to thank you guys for being on the fourth episode of my podcast.
Awesome. Ooh, I'm honored to be here.
It was very interesting.
All right. So this is the end of today's podcast. And tune in next time for whenever my next show is going to be happening.
Awesome. I look forward to it, Jason.
Thank you. Same.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, guys.
This is the end of today's episode. Tune in next time for more snacks, meals, recipes, and so much more. Check out my TikTok and Instagram. And I would like to thank the Hempstead High School's Grit After School Program and Tech Tools for Life for making this possible. Got a show idea or you want to make a comment? Contact me via email jasonsjellyjam@gmail.com.